New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani proposes NYPD budget cuts, canceling new hires. By Paul Bois on February 18, 2026. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani has proposed major budget cuts for the New York Police Department, NYPD, while canceling thousands of new department hires. Mamdani canceled the previous order from former New York City Mayor Eric Adams, aiming to hire 5,000 more NYPD officers going into 2026. The newly anointed mayor had canceled all orders from Adams that followed his indictment in September 2024. Under Adams' plan, the NYPD was set to add 300 officers in July 2026, growing to 2,500 in July 2027 and eventually increasing to 5,000 additional officers annually in July 2028, noted Fox News. The Adams plan allowed the NYPD to deploy approximately 40,000 officers to the streets, while Mamdani's plan caps the number closer to its current level of around 35,000. Mamdani's proposed 2027 budget also floated reducing the NYPD budget by roughly $22 million, per The Gothamist. Mayor Zohran Mamdani on Tuesday said New York City may have to raise property taxes to close a multi-billion dollar deficit if Albany does not impose new taxes on the rich or corporations as he unveiled a $127 billion budget. The mayor's threat signaled that the Democratic Socialist remains committed to raising taxes on the wealthy, even as he forges an alliance with Governor Kathy Hochul on expanding child care, a popular initiative with voters. The governor, a moderate Democrat who is seeking re-election, would have to sign off on any income tax increases. She has been steadfastly opposed to any kind of tax hikes. Mamdani told reporters on Tuesday that New York City can and will overcome its current budget crisis, adding that his administration inherited a historic budget gap. I know that for those who have watched budget after budget, it is tempting to assume that we are engaging in the same dance as our predecessors. Let me assure you, nothing about this is typical. That's why our solutions won't be either, Mamdani said. Mamdani further called for raising taxes on the wealthy to better balance the budget. There are two paths to bridge this gap. The first is the most sustainable and the fairest path. This is the path of ending the drain on our city and raising taxes on the richest New Yorkers and the most profitable corporations, Mamdani said. And if we do not go down the first path, the city will be forced down a second, more harmful path. Faced with no other choice, the city would have to exercise the only revenue lever fully within our own control. We would have to raise property taxes. We would also be forced to raid our reserves to balance the budget as required by law, he added.